Just one question in the laws of cooking on Shabbat that we are discussing as of late. Again, to review the laws over again, we said that a kli rishon, that's the pot that was on the fire, even when it's taken off the fire and it's still hot, the kli rishon has the ability to cook if you put something in that kli rishon. If you empty those contents into a second vessel, that second vessel is called the kli sheni. So we said that kli sheni gets cooled off once you pour the item into the second vessel and it comes in contact with the cold walls of the second vessel, so it starts to cool off immediately, and therefore kli sheni eno mevashel. Our discussion today is, let's say you would pour the contents from a kli rishon into a thermos. Let's say the thermos is your kli sheni. Now, a thermos is a little different than a regular kli sheni because it insulates the heat. It keeps it from getting cool. So maybe there's an argument to say that a thermos still has the status of a kli rishon. That's really the way Rabbi Moshe HaLevi comes out in his Sefer Menuchat Ahava Chelek Sheni, page Shin Mem, page 340, where he says that really, since the whole logic of a kli sheni is that it... the heat goes down progressively, and here, however, in the thermos, it retains its heat, so it has the status of a kli rishon. However, in the same halakha, he says that it would be permissible to pour from a thermos directly on a tea bag, because even though normally we're stringent to pour from a kli rishon on a tea bag, however, here there's room to be lenient. Firstly, because some opinions say that even pouring from a kli rishon does not have the ability to cook. Pouring from a kli rishon has a status of a kli sheni and does not have the ability to cook. And here it's a little better because this liquid came in contact with the air twice. When you poured it from the kli rishon into the thermos, now you're pouring from the thermos onto the tea bag, it came in contact with the air twice, so therefore, could be already, by the time it comes in contact with the air the second time, it cools down, does not have the ability to cook. So halakha l'maaseh, a thermos itself has the status of a kli rishon, which means you would not be able to put something in the thermos itself, but it's something that was raw, like a tea bag or something like that, or anything for that matter, that is raw, but to pour from a thermos onto a tea bag would be mutar. This happens sometimes. A person fills up, let's say, a tiger pot on Shabbat. They go to the urn and they fill up their tiger pot, and they, now they want to use it to make tea. It would be permissible to pour straight from the tiger pot into the tea on the tea bag based on Rabbi Moshe Levi's Teshuvah. And this is also Acham Avadya's Teshuvah. He writes it in his in the pamphlet called Kol Sinai, where he says clearly that although a thermos might retain a status of a kli rishon, but still you can pour from it on foods based on the logic that we presented.